A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 16. With those who live in the world and are associated with the material things that feed the passions, the demons wage war through practical activities, while with those who dwell in the wilderness, where material things are rare, they fight by troubling them with evil thoughts. The second mode of warfare is far more difficult to cope with, for warfare through things requires a specific time and a place, and a fit occasion, whereas warfare of the intellect is mercurial and hard to control. But as our trusty weapon in this incorporeal fight, we have been given pure prayer. That is why we are told to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Prayer strengthens the intellect in the struggle, since it can be practiced even without the body taking part. Spiritual life is a great art. There are laws in it that if they are ignored, they will not only greatly slow down growth, but in most cases leads to stagnation that does not give life. We can therefore be grateful to the holy teachers of spiritual life, and in this particular case, St. Theodoros, for revealing to us the realities which they have come to know on the basis of practical experience. The instruction helps to focus our attention on the area where we can expect an attack from invisible enemies. For those who live in the world, these are material things. To understand and help us correctly, we can mention the weapons that provide a strong defense. It is fasting and temperance, striving for simplicity of life, waging against idleness or uncontrollable consumption of mass media offers. The introduction of these few ascetic means into our life will prevent the action of the enormous numbers of the temptations which the demons can attack us. However, those who have gained freedom from the named attachments, along with those who have chosen monasticism, must focus on the area that lies within the human being. The arena of the battlefield is our mind, which is attacked by spiritual passions. In both cases, however, St. Theodoros emphasizes the need for prayer, which is a reinforcement in these struggles, and many times the very barrier to the attacks of our invisible enemies. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.